Welcome to the VS Criminal Defense Attorneys podcast, providing an informative resource on criminal law with a specific focus on sex crimes. From protecting yourself from false accusations to understanding the exact boundaries of the law, being informed is always the best first line of defense. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by attorney Michelle Villanueva Scura.
In this episode, we'll be looking into Arizona's indecent exposure laws, providing a comprehensive guide to know all the risks and how to protect your rights. When it comes to matters of indecent exposure, understanding the legal landscape becomes crucial. In Arizona, indecent exposure is a serious offense with significant legal consequences. It's essential to have a comprehensive understanding of the relevant statutes and legal framework to navigate this complex area of law. If you find yourself facing allegations of indecent exposure in Arizona, seeking guidance from an experienced Arizona criminal lawyer is paramount. With their knowledge and expertise, they can help protect your rights, explain the intricacies of the law, and build a robust defense tailored to your unique situation. In this podcast, we will delve into the indecent exposure laws of Arizona, shedding light on the legal definitions, potential penalties, and other crucial factors you should be aware of. Keep listening to learn more. First, let's understand what constitutes recklessness and what are the potential consequences. In Arizona, the definition of indecent exposure is provided by Code Section 13-1402 of Arizona law. According to this statute, indecent exposure refers to the intentional exposure of the genital or anal private regions of both males and females, as well as the nipples and areola area of females. It's important to note that the law does not consider the exposure of the outward area of the buttocks, commonly known as the gluteus maximus, as indecent. To warrant charges of indecent exposure, the act must not only involve the intentional exposure of these private body parts, but also exhibit a reckless nature. This means that the individual responsible for the act showed no concern for the offense caused to the victim. In this situation, the victim can contact a criminal lawyer to denounce the offense. Additionally, the courts can consider an act reckless if the individual displayed a lack of concern for offending and intended to purposely offend. Now, what are Arizona's indecent exposure penalties for misdemeanors and felonies? Indecent exposure in Arizona is considered a criminal offense that carries significant penalties. The severity of the penalties depends on different factors, including the specific circumstances of the case and the defendant's prior criminal record. Indecent exposure can be charged as either a misdemeanor or a felony in Arizona. Let's analyze each of them. First, let's review misdemeanor indecent exposure. If convicted of misdemeanor indecent exposure in Arizona, the potential penalties can include Class 1 misdemeanor. A first-time offense of indecent exposure without any aggravating factors is typically classified as a Class 1 misdemeanor. The penalties for a Class 1 misdemeanor can include up to 6 months in jail and fines of up to $2,500. And Class 6 felony. If the person has a prior conviction for indecent exposure, or if there are aggravating factors involved, such as exposure to a minor, the offense can be elevated to a Class 6 felony. Class 6 felonies in Arizona carry more severe penalties, including potential imprisonment of up to 2 years. Now, let's talk about felony indecent exposure. In certain circumstances, indecent exposure can be charged as a felony offense in Arizona. This typically occurs when the act involves repeated offenses, exposure to a minor under the age of 15, or other aggravating factors. The penalties for felony indecent exposure can include Class 5 felony. If convicted of a Class 5 felony for indecent exposure, the potential penalties can include imprisonment ranging from 6 months to 2.5 years, and fines of up to $150,000. And Class 4 felony. For more serious cases, such as repeat offenses or offenses involving minors, the charge can be elevated to a Class 4 felony. The penalties for a Class 4 felony can include imprisonment ranging from 1 year to almost 4 years and fines of up to $150,000. These penalties are not exhaustive and can vary based on the specific details of each case. Additionally, judges have discretion in determining the actual sentence within the statutory range. Given the potential consequences of indecent exposure charges in Arizona, it is crucial for individuals facing such allegations to seek the assistance of an experienced criminal lawyer to receive proper guidance. Lastly, let's review some important factors considered in indecent exposure cases. Indecent exposure cases in Arizona are not evaluated solely based on the act of exposure itself. The courts consider various factors to assess the severity of the offense and determine appropriate penalties. Understanding these issues can provide insight into how a case may be evaluated. Here are some key factors to consider. Age and vulnerability of the victim. The age and vulnerability of the victim play a significant role in evaluating the seriousness of an indecent exposure offense. If the exposure involved a minor or a person particularly vulnerable due to mental or physical disabilities, the court may view the offense as more severe. Intent and motive. If it can be demonstrated that the exposure was intentional, to cause offense or distress to others, the court may view it more harshly. Recklessness and offense to others. Recklessness is another factor considered in indecent exposure cases. Courts assess whether the individual exhibited a reckless disregard for the offense caused to others. Prior convictions. A person's prior criminal record, specifically any prior convictions for indecent exposure or related offenses, can significantly impact the outcome of a current indecent exposure case. And mitigating or aggravating circumstances. Mitigating circumstances such as a lack of prior criminal history, genuine remorse, or efforts toward rehabilitation may potentially lead to more lenient sentencing. Remember, if you are facing charges of indecent exposure in Arizona, you need an experienced criminal defense lawyer by your side. Navigating the complexities of indecent exposure cases in Arizona requires a comprehensive understanding of the law and the ability to build a strong defense. The penalties for indecent exposure can be severe, ranging from misdemeanors to felonies. Given the potential consequences, seeking the assistance of VS criminal defense attorneys is essential. An attorney specializing in criminal defense can provide invaluable guidance and support throughout the legal process. We possess the knowledge and expertise to evaluate the specific factors of your case, identify potential defenses, and protect your rights effectively. Don't waste any more time and contact VS criminal defense attorneys today. Our law firm gets big results and works with you directly to give you the best possible outcome. Have the best criminal defense attorney team on your side. We provide aggressive defense for your indecent exposure case and allegations. Call us at 480-923-9001 or visit us online at vsattorney.com.
Thank you for listening to the VS Criminal Defense Attorneys podcast. VS Criminal Defense Attorneys are focused on offering clients personalized service and aggressive representation. Our attorneys are passionate about individual rights, government accountability, and personal freedom. No matter what you are charged with, our criminal defense attorneys will be there to guide you. Call today to schedule your strategy session. It is time to fight back.